Hello there, boys and girls. How you doing? Reading the Camden Comical. You know, to get the news of the day. New school might be planned for West Water Reed. Shepherd's Legacy, about a little bench put in a park somewhere. Oh, Juneteenth celebration. A guy was killed on a motorcycle. Let's see what else is in here. Hollywood Curse of Sameness. My South Carolina Wildlife Dream. Blink Book Review. Huh. And Sweet Talk. Yesteryear. Oh, and some fella got a royal welcome in Ireland for riding a horse. And there's a little baseball and all. But overall, not much news. Where do you get your news? Do you get your news from the mainstream media like PMSNBC and the Communist News Network and Fox in the Hen House News? Do you get it from the state newspaper, the New York Times, Washington Post, or any of these places? Are you getting any real truth? You know, I thought maybe today I'd give you guys a little bit of the rundown of what Jeff does to find truth, to find what's really going on, and maybe put out a few websites and all that you can do. There's plenty more. But when we get started, we've got comedy first. We got Awaken with JP. JP Sears has come onto the scene since the Corona thing started. And he does comedy routines based in truth about all kinds of sort of stuff. You got it. He did it. $5 million bribery scheme exposed. Exposing the Joe Biden bribery that everybody already knows about. But JP does some pretty good little sketches. And the Target thing, he does some really good Target things. You might enjoy him. Then we have Russell Brand. Russell Brand has really taken off of late and has some really good guests on. You might want to follow him. It's a pretty entertaining little show. Like this one, The Who's Global Power Grab is Happening. Stay Free with Russell Brand. You can put this on in the background and listen to it. But there's a lot of truth in that one. Then we have The Jimmy Dore Show. Now, Jimmy Dore, he fell for the Corona shot thing, hook, line, and sinker at the beginning. And then he was injured. And then he started exploring what the hell was actually going on. And the boy has come around like crazy. I really like it. He's a leftist. Left, right, they're all waking up to the fact that we're just living on a plantation, you know, the plantation of Slavelandia. So Jimmy Dore is a Medicare for everyone, the free socialist healthcare system that works so well in Canada and the UK and Australia. But given that, he still understands that the government is totally corrupted. But if we had angels in there, we'd have Medicare for all. But you might want to follow Jimmy Dore. The Babylon Bee, boys and girls, if you don't follow the Babylon Bee, they can find comedy in almost any situation. Let's check out the Bee.
This is a baby.
Is Elon in the room with us right now?
Obviously, this is a rebuilding year for us.
Fauci, baby, slip a vaccine under the tree.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. A woman.
Here are some strange but true Bible facts.
You can use to survive inflation.
So let's dig in.
I am Clogbar.
It's me, Justin Trudeau.
I'm Peter Dinklage.
Greetings, humans.
Yesterday, someone called me Masky Chan.
That is a name that does use words.
That's just how Zadu talk and type speeches, Jacko.
Go, 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 go.
And you know what that means.
Look at that form.
I'm dead.
I wish we all could live California.
So that's the Babylon Bee. And now them boys are irreverent as hell. And in a world where they're trying to kill us all, as Josephine says, it's good to have a little comedy relief. But then, who else do I use? The High Wire. If you want to know something about what happened with the Rona, or what's happening with these shots, or autism and all kinds of things like that, the High Wire is something that you might consider watching every Thursday. And the High Wire, Dale Bigtree and the team over at High Wire has done a wonderful job over the years. You might consider that one. Related to that, you have the Plandemic series. Now, this is on Rumble, and you need to use various platforms to find it. In this world of censorship, you know, with all of them censoring all kinds of things, YouTube is the worst. These kind of places will not be allowed on there. The Plandemic series, Plandemic 1, 2, and now 3, is the Great Awakening. That's one thing that you guys all need to watch and share. Mickey Wills has done a wonderful job of documenting and putting together what has actually taken place in a concise and short manner to give your friends and your neighbors picture into it, to start asking questions and get away from all this propaganda that's being put out. Then we have Dr. John Campbell. Dr. John Campbell is a longtime nurse, teacher, medical professional out of the UK that has been doing extremely good work documenting all the studies and the data coming out from the Corona crap, and puts out a video nearly every day. They're nice, concise little talks, have some good interviews, and it is a to-go-to site for us. Financial. Gregory Marino is one that I trust. I've followed him for years. He knows what's going on in the financial system and how the Federal Reserve controls monetary policy and manipulates the economy. We got Liberty and Finance. They're licensed dealers with Miles Franklin in gold and silver. These guys do a great job of interviewing many, many, many experts that understand the financial system and what is actually going on. And we have ITM Trading and Lynette Zhang. These are actually the people that I use for trading gold and silver. And they do a wonderful job. Lynette does a wonderful job of documenting and telling you what is going on in this financial world, where the haves are continuing to gather millions, billions, billions of dollars in metals because they know what's coming. Always check out ITM Trading. Judging Freedom. The Judge Napolitano, for you guys that watch Fox for years, you know that he had shows on Fox News for years and years before getting canned by Fox for speaking too much truth. Well, now he's got a place on YouTube called Judging Freedom that he interviews dozens and dozens and dozens of people on Ukraine war, on domestic political relations and all. It's a wonderful resource for ongoing international and national politics. Douglas McGregor. I've been following McGregor since the Ukraine war kicked off and all, and this guy knows what he's talking about. He explains what the Biden administration is doing, the history of Ukraine since 2014 and before, but especially since the United States government overthrew the democratically elected government in Ukraine and what's been going on, and the truth about the Ukraine war, that Russia's not going to lose, and that NATO is picking a fight. Then we got Redacted with Natalie and Clayton Morris. Now, Clayton was with Fox years ago on Fox and Friends. A lot of people know Fox and Friends. They started a thing called Redacted News, somewhere close to 2 million subscribers, and they do more of a mainstream media style newscast Monday through Thursday at 4 p.m. that you can get a little bit more truth than you'll ever get on Fox News and all that. So that is an important one for us. Ron Paul gal, enough said. If you're not following the Ron Paul Liberty Report, you're not anywhere close to the freedom movement. Watch Ron Paul, get some great advice, great insight. Daniel McAdams does a great job with the Ron Paul Liberty Report. Then we got Mises Media. The Mises Institute down in Alabama is an Austrian economics institute that promotes Austrian economics. Hayek and Mises and Rothbard, and it's the basis in free market. And if you want to know how the free market works, what government's done with your money, anything that pertains to the political and the monetary system and the control and what can be done to fix the problems, the Mises Institute is where you need to be. Then we move on to the Corbett Report. James Corbett is a stalwart in the freedom and liberty movement. This guy has done some wonderful, wonderful work over the years with the documentaries. Graham McQueen reveals the anthrax deception. Right off the bat, that's an important documentary to show you what they did in anthrax and compare that to what they did in the Corona Rona. The playbook is the same. But go down through, and any one of the James Corbett's videos is a must watch. This is a resource that without which we'd be blind. Then we got True Stream Media with Aaron and Melissa Dykes. Wonderful people putting out documentaries that are wonderfully put together, the wonderful B-roll. I can't say enough about these two. They put out some quality material full of truth for each and every one of us. We don't need the mainstream media anymore. Well, I heard somebody say the other day, it's willful ignorance in a flood of information. We've got more information than any civilization in history. It's freely accessible. We just have to want it and ask questions and seek truth and just put the hammer to it and figure out what is and what is not truth. We have to be able to question. We can't live in ignorance anymore. Unlimited Hangout Podcast. This is a go-to site. Whitney Webb is a star amongst investigative journalists of today. And I cannot recommend any more that you visit Unlimited Hangout Podcast and Whitney Webb. We have Microaggressions with Charlie Robinson. Charlie Robinson and Jeff Burke wrote a book, The Controlled Demolition of America. Spot on. It's a book I recommend to anybody. But Charlie does a wonderful podcast. You'll enjoy his humor. You'll enjoy the way he has put together these things. I can't recommend this anymore. We have The Crow House with Max Egan. Now, Max has been in this battle for well over 20 years and has some wonderful insights for us all. Whether you agree or disagree with any of these, there's so many tidbits of truth. Take what you want, leave the rest, but go to other sources besides the ones that you're comfortable believing whatever they, or at least ask questions. Even if you're not looking at the news, even if you're not paying attention, you should be, because this is our future. Larkin Rose. Larkin Rose is an anarchist's anarchist. And yeah, he's recently, they finished a film called The Jones Plantation, which is based on a cartoon that Larkin Rose and a couple of other people made called The Jones Plantation that you can find on YouTube all over the place. And Larkin puts out some pretty good stuff. You some people like him, some people don't, but there again, the philosophies of anarchy are promoted here. And you have the Dollar Vigilante and Jeff Burr, off the chain. You got a little dog named Lucy that you might enjoy and all, but he does these walk and talks now. He used to be a host of a show called Anarchast that you can still find, and have another host now that I do recommend that too for conversations on philosophy. They're wonderful. Like I said, there are many, many, many sources out there where you can find what's actually going on and begin to understand that we live in Slavelandia and it's time for us to wake up and fight back. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. I figured I'd give you a few to look at. There are many, many, many more. And if you're curious, go down in the description. I'll put a link to each one of these and just start exploring. See where it ends up. See if it aligns with the beliefs that you have been spoon-fed from all these networks. You know, the only way you change the world is to change yourself. The war is the 6 inches between your ears. Just something else to think about, boys and girls. Until next time, peace.